Well, they got one thing right, the aviation professional part.
Yeah.
We're not that.
I would like to warn those gentlemen, though, that you're only one plane ticket away.
Yeah, there you go. And again, this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie, looking for a plane ticket. And we're joined in the studio. Dan, I don't know how to pronounce your last name here.
It's okay. Nobody else does either. It's Pimentel.
Pimentel, okay. And you're with the Airplanista Aviation blog?
That's right. That's one of the many things I have, but that's kind of my main brand, if you will.
Okay. It's your day job.
That's not my day job. I have an ad agency back
oh,
in Oregon.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's
you're a busy man.
I'm avoiding them today.
Wait. Well, yeah, there's not much danger in that they'll listen and find you. But anyway.
They're not even up on the West Coast yet.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. There's
good for us.
They'll be asleep another 2 hours while we're working.
That's
here,
right.
So.
And you're hosting Osh Bash 2015 this evening?
I am. That's my annual social media meetup that we do every Tuesday in the press tent. Dick Nepinski is always so cool to let us use the press tent for a couple of hours. It's air conditioned, and that seemed to be a popular feature.
Okay, and who would you like to see? I mean, I don't think you want us there.
Anybody is invited. It's kind of rather limited seating. We try to pull in as many chairs as we can, and we can pack in about 90 people. And then outside in the breezeway, outside the press headquarters, which is where it's held, is the audio is piped on out there so people can stand outside. And we've had as many as 130. You know?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That is good.
We of course, would be fashionably late.
We show up on Wednesday.
Knowing you two, you'll be working.
Yeah, probably.
Working at not being working.
Right.
Anyway, so what's Osh Bash all about?
Well, this year, every year I try. It's at the core, it's a social media meetup for people who like to call themselves Av Geeks, and they're the.
Okay.
You can find the Av Geeks over in Camp Bacon, over at
Camp Bacon,
Camp Scholler. That's where they all live. And Av Geeks are basically people that like aviation as much as they like technology, or the other way around. And so we do this event every year at Oshkosh, get together and do some sort of a program. And so everybody that's on Twitter, basically Twitter, can get together and meet up face to face. We talk to each other all year long, but it's kind of a fun thing. This year, what I'm doing for my program is I write a column called Affirmative Attitude for Cessna Flyer and Piper Flyer magazines. And so what I'm doing is it's called Affirmative Attitude, and we're doing Affirmative Attitude live. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing in some of the people. There's six guests that I've written about in my column. I'm going to bring them up on stage and just talk to them live. So
you're going to do a live podcast?
Well, not really a podcast. It's basically it's a print column. So okay. I'm doing a live version of a print column, if you will. And the niche that I have is GA advocacy and volunteerism.
Okay. Now, when you say live of a print column, they're not going to be up there with typewriters, are they?
No. No. So it's leave it to me to come up with something kind of out in left field. So that's what I came up with, was people read my column every month, and I write about volunteers, advocates, people that every pilot has that in them. It's hardwired in our DNA to help to do things. So that's the niche that I write about, and they get some press, but that's kind of my little world that I stay in. So I like to honor these people. There's just a number of people that do insane things. They invest their time, lots of them invest their money, and they give back. We all give back, but so I write about them every month, and so I'm going to bring them up on stage and let some people meet them in person.
Cool.
Sounds like a regular meet and greet.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to put a face to a name.
Right, it is. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time, and
I imagine you get some lively debates.
We could afterwards. Last year I did a little different program, and so it was the full 2 hours. And at the end, the only complaint I got was that, hey, we didn't get enough time to meet up. So this year I'm gonna shorten it. So there's gonna be a half hour at the end where people can just shake hands, say hello, and meet people. That's what the whole thing is for. It's a meetup.
Right. So what is Affirmative Attitude?
Well, that's the name I came up with for my column.
Oh, okay.
And it's because that's kind of what you need. I keep things positive. There's enough bad news.
There's enough junk out there, yeah.
You know that.
Right, and so I like to, I like to give credit to all of the reporters out there in aviation journalism, the AIN, ANN, all of those, that write the hard news. They do a great job, fantastic job. But I write the people stories, and I don't write about the best avionics. I don't write about stuff. I write about people. And I also write for five national magazines. And so that's kind of what I've done, is carved out my niche of just the people stories. So, I mean, I may write about an organization, but I write about it from the angle of the people that are doing it, why they're doing it, and what they hope to accomplish, and how they raise their money, that sort of thing.
So, you write about organizations. Wow.
Human interest story.
Well, I'm talking about organizations that are helping people, that are giving, not necessarily corporations is what I'm trying to say.
Right. One of them that's going to be up on stage today is Pilots and Paws. Everybody's heard of them. They fly.
Yep.
You probably don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but you probably don't have any idea how many dogs that they've rescued. It's just numbers are in the thousands.
We happened to be at the local airport one evening, on just getting out and around, and there was a lady with a car waiting, and we got talking with her, and that's what she was waiting for, a Pilots with Paws flight.
Right.
And he brought in, five dogs or something?
Five dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they have hundreds and lots and lots of pilots, and every one of them invests their own time and money to do this. And so that's what I write about, is those kind of people doing that kind of work.
And there's a lot of them out there that they don't do it for the accolades, that's for sure.
No, that's right. In fact, it's funny that you would say that. There's times when I have to pull that out of them. There's a lot of people, a lot of humility in aviation. People don't really want to be the star. And I finally tell them, look, you have done this work. Somebody needs to say thank you. So this is my way of doing that.
Very, very cool.
Sounds great. How long have you been writing Affirmative Attitude?
That's been, I'm going to say, about 16, 18 months. I've actually been writing since 1979. Started writing auto racing way back in the day.
Oh my goodness!
Way back in the day when
cars were interesting.
When articles were done with an X-Acto knife and a light table. I'm old school.
There you go. You don't look that old.
Since I started in the 70s, I can say that I've written in parts of five decades.
Wow. So yeah.
That's a lot of time.
But it's kind of weird because I'm in my 50s and people think, well, you're in your 50s. You can't know anything about social media. But that's not true, because anybody can be on social media. I mean, you don't have to be 22 years old.
Right.
No skills required. And Dave and I prove that every
day.
Yes,
we do. Especially when you read my text. But anyway. So what time is this event starting tonight?
It starts at 5:30 over in the press tent and runs for 2 hours.
Okay. How do people get to read Affirmative Attitude?
You need to join the Cessna Flyer Association or Piper Flyer Association. It's their house magazines. Actually, very good. I didn't really know of them when I pitched this column out to everybody in the media and said, this is what I want to write about. This is me, and this is what I want to do. And they got back to me, and they said, we'd love it. We love the idea. They love the positive nature of it and the fact that it stays positive. And so they jumped on it. And it's you have to join those organizations, and I'm going to give a little hint here. There's a big surprise at the end of Oshbash tonight, and for anybody that's in the audience. So if you're coming, if you're over there in Camp Scholar right now and you're listening and you're thinking about hitting up Oshbash, make sure you stay till the end.
Okay. They're giving away a Cessna Piper or something.
I was thinking they're raffling off the B-52.
Or the A-350 that's sitting out there.
No, that's mine. Oh, I bought that already.
Oh.
Well, I put a down payment on it. I had $2. I wasn't doing anything.
Right. So, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm looking at you here thinking, uh-oh.
Brain death. It's a horrible thing.
It's Tuesday, and already our brains have just ground to a complete halt.
Well, here, I'll help you guys out. I think I want to put a shout-out to Dick Nepinski from EAA, because the guy has been fantastic to work with. He's such an asset to EAA, but he gets social media. He gets the importance of it. Right now, I can pull out my phone, and you search the hashtag OSH15, and you'll know everything that's going on about this show right now. And that's literally the best, fastest, real-time way to find out about anything is on Twitter. And if you know how to use it, I mean, you can find out that something's happening right now over in blank. And it's really cool. And so that's the people that I hang out with, are people that are on there all the time. And that's, we call it the cool kids.
Yeah. Okay, now I know I'm not one of the cool kids, but I guess I'm going to have to look into Twitter.
Obviously, I don't care. I was never cool, and I've not made it a goal in my life.
Still not.
But, what made you start Affirmative Attitude? What was the thought process behind, hey, I want to write a blog?
Well, I've written my Airplaneista blog. I've been writing that since 2005. And it's sort of kind of, again, out in left field. I write the stories that, that the hard news places don't or can't write. They like to keep it, you know, AP style, and like, you know,
they like to sensationalize everything.
So, right. And so, and they do a good job of it. Don't get me wrong, because I write for some of those magazines. So if they're listening, they do a great job. but so my Airplane Easter blog has always been pretty popular just because people never know what to expect. My tagline is sometimes serious, sometimes humorous, always unpredictable. And that's kind of what it is. People, when they show up on Airplane Easter, they have no idea what they're going to find. And so I that kind of, when I started writing my column, I kind of found a pattern here. I was writing about these kind of people stories more and more. And I thought, you know what, I need to get this in print somewhere. Because as much as you can have a successful blog, and mine's not super successful, but it's been around for a long time, I really have a respect for print magazines. I really do. It's nothing against everybody that's got something going on online, but magazine ink is extremely expensive. And so if you can get your content, if somebody is willing to spend that expensive ink on my work, I'm all over that. And so I really thank all of the magazines that are taking my stuff right now, and also the Cessna and Piper Flyer Associations. They're the major sponsors of Oshkosh tonight, and they've been doing a great job.
What was that motto again?
Sometimes serious, sometimes humorous, always unpredictable.
How many of your
It's on the back of the shirt.
There it is.
Oh, there we go.
I was going to say, how many of your interviewees have shown up with a lawyer?
Yeah, no, not too many.
Or a firearm.
Yeah, no. We always keep it light. They take that over to the other meeting.
That's the meet the administrator meeting.
Yeah, right. You know, it's just a lot of fun stuff that we talk about. On Airplane Easter, it's kind of a different. The column and my blog are two different worlds. The blog is where I write all kinds of crazy things. I'm a big supporter of women in aviation, and so I have a strong Women of Aviation series going right now, and that kind of thing. I mean, lots of people write about that, but that's kind of one of my niches. And then when the Affirmative Attitude was just a print, I wanted to get that in print somewhere. So the Cessna Piper Flyer magazines picked it up.
Sounds to me like you're having way too much fun.
I am. As a matter of fact, writing for five magazines, possibly a sixth. I've got a meeting today.
It's busy, isn't it?
I'm scouring every corner of this show for leads. And just, I walk by somebody and I go, what can I do there?
Go talk to the guy that has the home-built Spitfire replica.
Yeah, there I go. I got lots of editors that are hungry. I got to feed them.
Yep. Of course, it's not a Cessna or a Piper, but it is cool.
Well, I write for EAA and for AOPA and HAI, too. I mean, I got Rotor Magazine, too. So,
oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't probably work for Rotor Magazine, but I could probably find I could find a home. I know Jim Buscher pretty well. So
There you go. So, again, Oshkosh is where and when?
The press tent tonight, 5:30, and goes to 7:30.
Wait a minute. Where is the press tent located?
Okay, it's really easy. If you're a pilot, you go to the tower. The FAA control tower. Everybody can find that, right? You walk outbound on the 025 radial, and you walk right into the press tent.
There you go. Now, I left my VOR pocket receiver at home.
Yeah, me too. And I don't have the app on my smartphone. So.
Oh, there you go.
See, that way, if I describe it that way, we know that we're going to get pilots.
Exactly.
They can figure that out.
People that like a challenge.
Yeah.
So,
and,
okay.
it did take me a couple seconds to figure out exactly what the radio was, too.
Yeah, I bet it did. All right, Dan, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good luck with your little get-together tonight.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And we'll be there just in time to see it wrapped up.
Okay.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.